I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
What else would it be?
Well, I don't
know. Do we host something else?
Maybe it could be the Oscars.
I don't know. Well, that would be great if we could host the Oscars.
Yeah, then we'd have to face 5 very tough ladies going for Best Actress.
Yeah.
And let me just run through them. Jessica Chastain, Jennifer Lawrence, Emmanuel Riva, Kuvajine Wallace, and Naomi Watts.
It's for that...
Impossible.
Yeah, the Tsunami movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know
She's not even a contender. It's silly to even talk about. Let's not even talk about Naomi Watts in this category, John, because she doesn't have a shot at winning.
Oh, okay, so we'll talk about Emmanuel Riva.
The old lady, who also doesn't have a shot at winning.
You up. That's Amour, which neither one of us has seen, but we have.
No, directed by Michael Haneke. It's about an old couple and a husband and wife, and the wife is dying.
Yeah.
So for half of the picture, she probably just lays there with her mouth open and her eyes closed. Probably, you can't give somebody an Academy Award for that.
Probably the classiest movie of them all, but doesn't have a chance when you consider Jessica Chastain in Zero Dark Thirty.
Right.
Now, that's pretty tough. Jennifer Lawrence in Silver Linings Playbook.
Right. QW.
Right.
All three of these actresses, I would hate to see any of them win. I'll tell you why, because I like all of them, and they're all too young to win.
Kwavajine, oh, my gosh.
Kwavajine Wallace.
Jessica Chastain.
She is too young.
Is 35.
Oh, she should win. Let's give it. I didn't realize that. Yeah. She should. If she doesn't win, this might be your last chance. Let's root for Jessica Chastain.
All right.
I don't want to see Jennifer Lawrence get it because she is, I believe, too young. She hasn't honed her craft yet. I hate that. I think these awards should really be about craftsmanship.
Oh,
kid
boy.
Doesn't know the craft of acting, and a director is working some magic to pull that performance out of them, or they're just capturing it naturally. You don't give it to a 9-year-old. That's.
I wonder how young De Niro was when he won. Do you think? Was he in his 30s?
I don't know. He was probably
in his
20s? He was probably in his late 20s or his very early 30s.
Yeah.
I would have to Wikipedia that.
But you would say that if so, he's a special case. Like Brando, these
De Niro,
guys.
Yes. Come on. These guys are special cases.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
James Dean.
Yeah, all right.
You know.
Now, Lawrence, to me, I could see her getting it. In Winter's Bone, she did a fantastic job playing that young lady in the Ozarks trying to save her family.
That performance seemed interesting at the time because it just seemed so artless. It just seemed like here's a shy, quiet, white trash girl who's, you know, they captured on. Which maybe, you know, I'm the one who's being fooled here. Maybe that was a really brilliant performance.
Well, when you look at what
she's very soft spoken, though. She does have that shy quality about her.
Hunger Games, Katniss.
Right.
Playing a tough girl.
Yeah.
It's a kind of, it's the same but different. And then now in Silver Linings Playbook, where she's playing as 22-year-old, playing a 30-year-old.
Exactly. Now she's coming into her own.
Yes.
She's honing her craft. If she wins the award right now, that will derail her career.
I mean, I think you're wrong. I think there are many actresses, Kate Hepburn, for instance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say you think I'm wrong?
Yes, I do.
Alert the media.
Because actresses like Kate Hepburn certainly got better as they got older.
Of course they did, John, but that's Katharine Hepburn.
I mean,
you see what you're doing? Like, you can't even utter those people in the same breath. It doesn't apply.
QW, 6 years old when she played. She's now 9 years old.
Right.
Regardless of the age, it's the performance.
I hear what you're saying, and I still believe that the worst thing you can do to this girl as a young actress, as a 9-year-old actress, is give her the Academy Award. Because look what happened to Tatum O'Neal.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Look what happened to Marissa Tomei. Marissa Tomei won Best Supporting Actress for My Cousin Vinny.
Yes.
Come on.
Well, Tomei, you are so on.
Remember the girl from Precious.
I do.
What has she been in
I
lately?
I do. I know. I
nothing.
Know. I've seen her in a
few
roles.
You know what she
roles.
Was in? She was in Tower Heist and then nothing. So her career is over now.
And you, again, are basing your judgment on extraneous elements, ones that over which we can have no control.
On. John, I just pointed out at least 5 examples of actresses who have won their award at a young age and who have floundered ever since.
Think of the possible, the variables here. They weren't offered great roles after this. They were stereotypes, such as from Precious. All the kinds of chances that somebody gets doesn't always fall to somebody who wins an award. You can't bring in all of these elements when you decide if a person should win that award.
Here's what they should do. Take the Pacino route. You give all these great performances for 20 years, then win the Oscar, and then start giving terrible performances.
Yes!
You make it impossible for them to award you again.
Good one. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.